For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam wraps up 8 years in office at the end of this week. His tenure has been marked by some nationally recognized successes, like boosting college enrollment, and one big defeat, the failure of his Medicaid expansion plan, Insure Tennessee. But Haslam told Chaz Sisk of member station WPLN he wants Tennesseans to remember him for one main idea, his pragmatism.
Bill Haslam is one of the few Republican governors in Tennessee history to have a Republican majority in the legislature to work with. That could have made it easy for him to ram through legislation without any Democratic input. But Haslam says he tried to avoid that.
We weren't just looking at it from a partisan point of view. We weren't just looking at it from, here's our idea, so we're going to try to push that across. But we worked hard to figure out the right idea, to involve as many people as possible, and to do the right thing.
That sometimes meant going against other Republicans, as he did with Insure Tennessee. But he doesn't regret that proposal, which, despite months of preparations, went down in flames without ever coming to a floor vote.
It's not a regret. I don't wish we hadn't brought it up. I still think it was the right thing to do. Your disappointment's more things that you see, darn, I wish I could have taken that next step. I wish I could have gotten that done. Because you realize there are things you can do as a governor that you can't do at any other point. And so, obviously, things I care about, I'll still advocate for. But you do realize, I wish we'd been able to push that ball a little further down the road.
Those opportunities now pass on to Bill Lee, the Franklin businessman who takes over for Haslam on Saturday. Lee has never held public office. Haslam has been meeting one-on-one with him as he learns the ropes.
What's your impression of his approach to governing?
I judge people by, are they in it for the right reasons? Are they smart enough to do the job? Are they willing to put in the time and effort? And I give Bill really high marks. And do they hire great people? And I give Bill really high marks on that.
What's one thing that you shared with him that you learned when you came into office that surprised you?
In business, when the CEO says yes, then it's a yes. Because typically, you have a board of directors, but they're all agreed. Here's what we're working on. We're trying to produce more widgets or sell more of this product, whatever it is. Government's not that way. And there are what I like to call 1,000 points of no. And so the governor might decide it, but you still have a legislature, and you still have constitutional officers, and you still have agencies out across the state that need to implement it. There are just a lot of places that something cannot happen, even if the governor wants it to happen. And so, particularly, you might hire a commissioner and they're used to being in an entrepreneurial setting or, having their own business that they run. And they're thinking, okay, we agreed we're going to do that. We're going to do that. And it doesn't quite work that way.
What's something on which your views have really changed in your 8 years in office?
Nobody's asked me that. That's a really good question. I think maybe my views have changed the most in just the understanding of the process that's involved in a lot of things. And by that, I mean this. If you come out of business, it's always about the result. It is. It's, how many of this did you make? How many of this did you, what was your margin? What were your expenses? It's about the result. In government, the process matters. Because it's not yours. I'm the governor, but this isn't my state, okay? And you have a legislature that's made up of 132 people, all elected for their own reasons. Some of them came, the reason they ran, the reason they're elected, I can't identify with at all. But they were, and that's how democracy works.
That's outgoing Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam speaking to Chaz Sisk of WPLN. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb.